Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. No matter what you have been told, New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for once again for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and we do thank you for taking out of time, your time today to be a part of this hour. Amen, amen, amen. It's good when we come together and we are connected. The word says, and when we're connected, this is the will of the Lord. All things work together for them that love the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Of course, you know, we are in our third week, and we are working on Proverbs. We are going through the book of Proverbs. We're in chapter 11 this evening, and we are going just to go through the book of Proverbs. And it has been a blessing. I don't know about to you, but it has been a blessing to me. Amen. It's a book of wisdom. It just gives wise advice on how we should live our lives. So it is truly a blessing. Sometimes we can get off course, and just to go to the book of Proverbs, it kind of directs us on the right path and making sure that we are walking according to how God has, the purpose that God has given us. Amen. We're not going to prolong it from there. For those of you who have tuned in, we are interactive ministry. Amen. We are an interactive ministry. What does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity of making a comment, or if the speaker opens up the mic this evening, or you have an opportunity to share what's on your heart. Amen. We are also using a tool of Zoom, so you can go on Zoom if you would like to be a part of this time, and as well as going to the internet. You can go to the internet and pull it up. For the Zoom, if you choose to go to the Zoom number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And the passcode for that is Psalm, P, a capital P, S-A-L-M, 23. That's capital P-A-L-M, 23. And that is a password to get on Zoom. For those who are calling would like to participate via phone, the call number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. I don't know why I got stuck on that for a minute. Amen. 347-237-4054 is the call in for the phone, and we also, you can also listen to it on the internet. At the end of this hour, you can listen to the message, share it with a friend, amen, just to be a blessing to someone else about what you heard, and passing it on or proclaiming the word of God through the archives. You can go into the archives, you would go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. Go into the archives and type in We Can Begin Again, and you can pull up this archive and listen to it again. Amen. This week we are with Pastor Reginald C.A. Miles from out of New Jersey. That is not an unfamiliar name to most of you, and we thank God that he's right now, I would call it almost on vacation, but he is away, but he is on, and he is ready to share the gospel with you and I. Amen. So we're going to move out of the way. The next voice that you hear would be Pastor Reginald C.A. Miles from out of New Jersey. We're going to have prayer. Then after that, that will be, then you will hear from Pastor Miles. Father God, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, Father, I pray, Lord, that as the word is unveiled and the mysteries become clear to us, that we would apply it to our hearts, that we might walk by faith and not by sight. Bless the man who is speaking this evening. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would give him clarity, and that you would just allow him to use him, that he would be a blessing to the body of Christ, to the hearers, those that are coming on, and those that listen later to the archives. We thank you for this time, this hour, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Pastor Miles, are you there?
Good evening, Brother Moderator. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Amen.
Good evening. God bless. I want to greet you all in the Master's name of Jesus the Christ. I want to address something you said. I'm actually not on vacation. Yes, I am from New Jersey. I had to make an emergency visit down here to Virginia. I ask you all that you pray for me to go back from Virginia back home to New Jersey and lift my mother and our family in prayer. On Saturday, my mother got rushed to the hospital and thought it was chest pain. She had chest pains, and they checked her heart and everything out, and come to find out she moved a certain way. And in the process of moving a certain way, it brought on the chest pain, so it's basically muscle spasm that gave a muscle relaxer. And I came down, called. I was at work on Monday, and I called my brother, and he says, I can't talk right now. He's in the middle of something. He said, but mommy is doing bad. So I immediately called my boss because I was working from home. He said, hang up the phone, go down there now. So I've been here since Monday evening, and I was going to, let me show you how God works. I was going to leave this morning around cock crowing time. And for those who want to know what time is cock crowing time, study that in your Bible. I got to give you a little homework assignment. And I stayed. Something was in my spirit to stay. And I went to go talk to my mother this morning prior to breakfast. And she bent over to get something, and she didn't look right. And I had to call the paramedic, had to call the rescue squad, and they checked her out. And so had I not been here, she could have been laying on the floor until my brother got here at about 11:30 or noontime today. So God is just so good. She's back in rare form again, telling what she's going to do, what she's not going to do, and talking trash. So I'm thankful for Mother being as well as she is right now. So for those of you who know the word of prayer, please lift us up in prayer. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right. I ask Brother Moderator to do me a favor on today. Leave all mics open. And if it gets totally unbearable with the background noise, then if you see fit to that, then shut them down. But we're going to continue and be obedient to the teaching on Proverbs 11. Now, if you all have done the assigned reading of Proverbs, you'll notice something about it. And this is the way I like to put it. I want to give you an illustration. Now, this is not a judgment. This is more of an observation. If you've been going to church for some time, and you are one such as me that the praise and worship is good, you like to give your offering, and you like to fellowship one with another, but when it comes preaching time, you're ready for preaching. You're ready for a word. You're ready for some sound doctrine. It's what you're looking for. And have you ever been to church where the preacher of the hour gets up to preach and he all over the place? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's starting off in the Garden of Eden, but then he's going to take you on over to Revelation, talking about the seals. Mm-hmm. Then he's going to come on back to the Tower of Babel. Then he's going to talk about the qualifications for a bishop. Then he's going to do a touch in Titus, talking about a woman's role. Then he's going to go on over to the book of Samuel and talk about David. I mean, you ever get a preacher like that and you just totally confused? It seems like he has no structure, but he done swore up and down. He done fed the flock. I wonder, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Come
sir.
On now.
Amen. Amen, sir.
Let's tell the
Come
truth
on.
Now. Let's
Come
tell
on.
The truth. So now, I'm starting to believe that style of preaching is Bible. And you may say, well, how do you come with that? You got to look at Proverbs 11. The wisest man that ever lived, and no man would be no wiser. If you did the assigned reading, Solomon seems to be all over the place. It doesn't seem to have any structure in this. But one thing we have to understand, and I was talking to a good preacher friend of mine about 6 months ago, because we listened to some of the same preachers, and he said, try to listen to what the speaker is trying to say.
Amen.
Try to find out what they're trying to say. And see, in order for us to find out what they're trying to say, we have to look at the writer or the speaker and the occasion. And the occasion of which they're speaking. To try to get the whole story together. Now, if we go and we take a look at the book of Proverbs up until this point, it's actually speaking about wisdom. All the way up to this point, we've been talking about all types of wisdom. Now, I have been in this for a whole week doing some studies so that we can have some type of structure. Now, I'm not saying this book is not in structure. I'm saying it's all over the place to where I'm the type of person, I need order. I need to understand where it's going from. I need to understand where it's at. So I've taken the time and done some things that I want you to call practical applications. And we're going to group some scriptures together. Now, if you've done the assigned reading, this probably will help you a little bit more. But this particular portion of scripture and going forward for the next couple of books is really going to require your attention because it's going to be all over the place. In which it may confuse you because some of us... Hello? We're going to need some type of order. Hello? Was someone trying to say something?
No, go ahead. I was saying that came from someone. But make sure that you mute all your phones, please.
Need to mute.
So now, these are the things I want you to use as practical applications coming from Proverbs 11. There were some things I said before, and I teach in the military, we talked about after-action review. So if you have some paper, something to write with, or something to write on, I'm going to give you some sections that I have broken down that will help. Because I really believe you're going to have to listen to this again, either be it on the internet, on your phone, or when you're home on your computer, however you want to do it. The first subsection I want to give you is called business practices. Business practices, which is located in verse 1 and verse 15. It's my prayer. I hope we can get through all of this, but if we can't, this is when you have to study to show yourself approved unto God. This is going to require a lot of you, especially from this book of Proverbs. Business practices, verses 1 and 15. The second category, there's 9 of them. The second category is character traits. And we're dealing with verses 2, 12, 28, and 30. And in those character traits that we're dealing with 3 areas. We're going to be dealing with pride, greed, and righteousness. The verses again are verses 2, 12, 28, and 30. Character traits, and we're going to be dealing with pride, greed, and righteousness. Category number 3 is we're dealing with a contrast between righteousness and wickedness. A contrast between righteousness and wickedness. And in this, we're dealing with verses 3, 5, 6, verse 8, verse 10, verse 11, verse 17, 18, 19, 20, verse 21, 23, 27, and 31. A contrast between righteousness and wickedness. Verses 3, 5, 6, 8, 10, 11, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 23, 27, and verse 31. Up until this point, does anybody need me to repeat anything I've said thus far? Is there one? I don't mind repeating it. Number 4, category 4, eternal life. We're dealing with verses 4, verse 7. Eternal life. Verses 4 and verse 7. Category number 5. Contrast between good and bad speech. Verses 9 and 13. A contrast between good and bad speech. Verses 9 and 13. Category number 6. A contrast between benevolence and greed. A contrast between benevolence and greed. We're dealing with verses 24, 25, 26. Category number 7, reliance on counsel. Reliance on counsel. We're dealing with verse 14. Up until this point now, does anybody need me to repeat any of these so far? If you do, please say amen. I don't mind saying
yes. Yes. Number 6, you said was knowledge and what? What was that? Number 6.
Number 6. Contrast between benevolence
and greed.
Verses 24, 25, and 26. Mm-hmm. 26. Is there another that needs something repeated?
Number 7, you said reliance, something about
reliance on counsel. Reliance on counsel.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Verse 14.
14, got that. All right, thank you.
Is there another who, you're welcome, is there another who needs anything? Please, this is very rich information here for you that can really help. Is there another? Please sound. I don't mind repeating. Now, let's go to category number 8. Category number 8 is winning. Category number 8 is women, or as I like to say to be funny, women's, which is really not a word. Verses 16 and 22. Then we have category number 9, foolish behavior, which is verse number 29. To recap, first one's business practices, number 2, character traits, Number three, contrast between righteousness and wickedness.
You're breaking up, sir.
Number four. Me?
You're breaking up.
Hello? Okay, I'm in the country. Okay, give me one moment. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Recap, business practices, character traits, number three, contrast between righteousness and wickedness, number four, eternal life, number three, a contrast between good and bad speech, number six, contrast between benevolence and greed, number seven, reliance on counsel, number eight, women, number nine, foolish behavior. Now, I want to have some feedback from you out there. This is why I asked the moderator to leave the mics open. Please don't all speak at once. Out of those nine categories, which one would you all like to look at to first?
Character traits.
Character traits, okay. Since you wanted to go into character traits, you have those verses? My sister, do you have the verses written down?
No.
Hello?
Verses, oh, yeah, verse 2 and 12.
2, 12, 28, and 30. Since you have verse 2, read verse 2. Please.
King James Version. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. When pride cometh, then cometh shame.
Mm-hmm.
But with the lowly is wisdom. Mm-hmm. I'm in the book.
Now
right.
I have the,
Amen.
Okay, now I have the Amplified Version.
Mm-hmm.
When swelling and pride come, then emptiness and shame come also. But
mm-hmm.
with the humble, those who are lowly, who have been pruned or christened by trial and renounce self, are skillfully and godly wisdom and soundness. So this is a character trait of one who will be humble of righteousness. Verse 12, which is part of this. Hatred, I'm on the wrong one. Verse 12.
He that is void of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace.
Amplified Version. He that belittleth and despise his neighbor lacks sense. But a man of understanding keeps silent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Character traits. Verse 28, my sister.
He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch.
He who leans on, trusts in, and is confident in his riches shall fall.
Mm-hmm.
But the uncompromisingly righteous shall flourish like a green bough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
character trait.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Verse 30, my sister. Please.
Behold, the righteous shall become recompense in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Mm-hmm.
Verse
30. What proverbs were you reading from? I'm sorry. What proverbs were you reading from?
Proverbs 11.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir.
No, go ahead. No, you're right.
Proverbs, the 11th chapter, and we're reading.
Okay, I got the numbers. I just didn't know what chapter you were in. Thank you.
Okay. Amen.
Please read it again, my sister.
All right. It says, behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner.
Verse 30 in the Amplified. The fruit of the uncompromisingly righteous is a tree of life. And he who is wise captures human lives for God. As a fisher of men, he gathers and receiveth them for eternity.
That's good. I like the Amplified. That's good, right?
I do too.
That's good.
Character traits.
Yes, sir.
Now, since we've done number two, what is the next one you all would like to go over?
That was good.
Business practices.
Yes, ma'am.
That was
number
one. Yeah, business practices, right?
Hello?
Yes.
What's the next one you all would like to go over? Or do you have something to say, ma'am?
That was number one was business practice. Wasn't that one of the...
Oh, that's the one, business practices?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yes, business practices. It's verse 1 and verse 15. Please read verse 1.
Amen.
Verse 1 and 15. Am I still in chapter 11?
Yes,
everything is in
chapter
11.
Okay, we're dealing with the 11. Okay, so the first verse is, a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight.
Mm-hmm.
Amplified. False balance and unrighteous dealings is extremely offensive and shameful, sinful to the Lord.
Wow.
A just weight is his delight.
Okay.
So all you people who are in business, you have your own business, and you're running crooked business. Let's look what verse 1 said.
15. He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth sureship is sure.
Okay. Now, this one here, it took me 2 hours to get this one verse. Let me read it to you from the Amplified.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He that becometh security for an outsider shall be smart for it. But he who hates suretyship is secure from his penalties. What does that mean? We have talked about this in the past. Since Reverend Doctor had spoke on this and I've spoken this about co-signing for a loan.
Yes.
This takes it a step further.
It does. Mm-hmm. It's totally different.
You know you have somebody who you don't know and you front them the money. According to scripture, you're going to pay for it.
For sure.
You're going to smart for it. It's going to bite you in the foot. Later on down the line. But then it says that the one that doesn't do it, in verse 15, he's going to escape the penalty. He is going to escape that. So, for those of you who have businesses and you're going into a business practice and you have a new supplier who you really don't know, who you really don't have a bond with, scriptures is telling you, you go that route, you're going to pay for it eventually. How many times in life have you done something not knowing such a person and they come to bite you in the foot later?
Yes.
So true.
Now your hindsight is 20/20.
Right. Yeah, I know somebody real good. Oh, gee.
Now, since we have been through that, are there any comments, questions, or concerns up to this point? Please feel free to chime in.
No comments. That last one was enough.
I love Proverbs because it's showing you how to be in business. I like with your outline for us, you know, business practices, what we're responsible for, and what we, you know, what Proverbs is showing us that we don't have to be stupid. I want to say
that's
it like
right.
that.
That's right.
You know, and it's also showing us where integrity is in character traits. You know, I like this stuff because all of this, it'll boil right down to Jesus. You know,
amen.
To have the character of him, and the Bible says, be wise as serpent. You know, we got to be wise as business dealings. You know, God don't want us to be so naive.
Yeah.
So naive. This is good, sir. This is very good.
Yes,
you're going to have to do a part two. I don't know if we're going to make it through, but this is great.
Well, let's mosey along. What's the next one you would like to do? We did number one and we did number two.
All right, somebody else, come on, y'all. Because if you don't, I will. Come on. OMG.
Brother moderator, this Reverend Doctor, is there one you would like to get into?
Yes, doctors.
I'd like to add on to what you were saying in terms of to 15, putting up security for someone else, will cause serious problems.
Mm-hmm.
Putting up security for someone else will cause serious problems down the road. It's basically what you were saying, you know, but that's how I interpret it. It's like saying, you know, putting up security or co-signing for someone is going to cause problems, as you said, you know, later on down the road. That can be a problem. That can be a serious problem. And also, it also talks about how wealth is inferior to honor. So when you start talking about it in terms of doing the right thing, that wealth is inferior. Most people feel that being wealthy, you know, it's superior, but here, you know, Solomon is saying it's just the opposite. It's inferior to honor. It's better to have honor and character than to have wealth.
Amen.
But you know what he also said, Dr. Clay, is that we, talking about number one, business practices, you know, I could co-sign for you because I know you. I know you.
Mm-hmm.
But to do a stranger, or someone that you know in passing, so to speak, you don't know the depth of their character or the depth of their integrity. See, I can co-sign for you, Dr. Clay, because I know the integrity. I know who you are. You know, but as much as I love Pastor Miles, you know, from a distance, I don't know him. So I'd be a little cautious, a little leery about that.
Yeah,
but I believe just letting us know, and we are in the Book of Wisdom, Proverbs, the Book of Wisdom, and that's what he's showing. Let's move along. I'm finished. Let's move along because this is good, sir.
Okay, we have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What's the next one you would like?
Somebody else, come on.
Okay. Set that.
Seems like it's just you and me, sis.
Contrast between right and righteous. I mean, contrast righteous and wickedness. Well, that's a lot on that. Yeah.
That's a lot on that one.
Yeah, but that's it.
Is that the one you want?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3, please.
Mm-hmm. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them.
Mm-hmm. Amplify, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, and the willful contrariness and crookedness of the treacherous shall destroy them.
That says it, doesn't it? Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Verse 5
says the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness.
The Amplified, the righteous, the righteousness of the blameless shall rectify plain their ways and keep it straight. But the wicked shall fall by their own wickedness.
Isn't that true? Jesus. Yes.
Verse 6, please.
Okay. 6 says, the righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but the transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness.
To amplify the righteousness of the upright, the ridicule in every area and relation shall deliver them. But the treacherous shall be made in their own iniquity and greedy desire.
Wow.
Number 8, please.
8, the righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead.
The uncompromisingly righteous shall deliver it out of trouble, and the wicked gets into it instead.
Wow. Deep. Good.
Verse 10, please.
10. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth. And when the wicked perish, there is shouting.
When it goes well with the uncompromisingly righteous, the city rejoices. But when the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy.
I know that's right.
Yeah. It sure plays itself out in life. You see it a lot, don't you?
Verse 11, please.
Yes, by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked.
By the blessing of the influence of the upright and God's favor, because of them, the city is exalted, but is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked.
Wow.
Verse 17, please.
The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh.
The merciful, kind, and generous man benefits himself, for his deeds return blessed him. But he who is cruel and callous to the want of others brings on himself retribution.
Yes. Wow, yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Verse 18, please.
The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward.
Amen.
The wicked man earns deceitful wages, but he who sows righteousness, moral and spiritual, rectitude in every area of retaliation shall have a sure reward, permanent and satisfying.
Amen.
Permanent.
I like that. That's right. Yeah. Solid as a rock.
Verse 19. Come on now.
As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death.
He who is steadfast in righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with God attains life. But he who pursues evil does it of his own death.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
verse 20.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead. No, interject. So please,
you know, people don't think about what they're doing, and they think they can get. My mother always says, "You get by, but you don't get away." Mm-hmm. People always, a lot of us, even in the body of Christ, we need to read the word. We need to, like you said, sir, study to show thyself approved. We need to study, because if we would study this word, who God is the word, if we would study him, there's a lot of things we wouldn't even go through, or we wouldn't do, or even attempt to do. Even if it comes in our mind, we'll say, Lord, forgive me, but we won't do the action of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh my God, I'm finished, sir. Go ahead. This is so good.
Well, like you said, your mother said, you may get by, but you won't get away.
Away.
That's right.
You might want to write down Ecclesiastes. Don't look at it now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter, verse 11.
Okay. Okay.
I'll check it out later. Okay.
All right.
Verse 20.
They that are of a forward heart are an abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are his delight.
Thank you, Lord.
They who are willfully contrary in heart are extremely disgusting and shameful, vile in the eyes of the Lord. But such as are blameless and wholeheartedness in their ways are his delight.
Wait. You know
verse
what else?
21.
Oh,
go ahead.
You know what else? When we read the Bible, we think just certain things is an abomination unto God. But we're seeing right here, that is an abomination unto God. Oh, my God. You need to read this thing. You know, because some people think, oh, well, that's an abomination to. But what about this that you just read? God don't like that either.
Sure, Dad. Sure, Dad.
Oh, go ahead. I'm finished. Oh, man. You know, opens me
up. Verse 23. Well, look, ain't nothing wrong to be open up for the word of God. See, right, you're good ground. You're getting seed sown. That's a good thing.
Amen. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath.
The desire of the consistently righteous brings only good, but the expectation of the wicked bring wrath.
Amen.
Jesus.
Verse 27
reads, he that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him.
He who diligently seeks good seeks God's favor. But he who searches after evil, it shall come upon him.
Jesus. Lord God.
Wow.
Why am I smelling smoke and brain all the way down here in Virginia? Verse 31, please.
Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed. got me laughing. Okay, hold on.
Smoking brain.
Okay, hold on. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner.
Okay, now I'm going to read this in Amplified, and I'm going to explain upon it, and some traditions are going to get broke.
Okay.
Amen.
Some traditions are going to get broke, and it's not me you got the problem with. It's scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Sister, please read that again. Please read that again.
Okay. The fruit. Wait a minute. He that troubles. No. Oh, I'm sorry. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner.
Wow.
Okay. Behold, the uncompromisingly righteous shall be recompensed on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
How much more the wicked and the sinner? Okay? Now, the uncompromisingly righteous. And I have said this in time and time again, and blog talk radios when I was the keynote speaker. There's no way for you to be righteous and a sinner at the same time. This scripture disproves that. This scripture disproves that. You can't be a sinner and righteous at the same time.
Amen.
Please read it again.
Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Okay. I understand. I hear you.
So do you want to be righteous or do you want to be wicked and a sinner?
Righteous.
There's no contest, sir. No contest.
Really?
Okay, look.
Really?
So we need, it should be stopped saying, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. According to this, you can't be that.
All right. You're no longer a sinner. You're not living that. You don't live that out every day anymore. You're a new creature, correct? You're a new creature. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, there's a popular song out there, and I've said this time and time again, we're not a saint is not a sinner that fell down and got back up. According to scripture, that fell down and got back up. According to scripture, that's not true. But it sounds good, but it ain't sound.
You're so right. You're right about that.
This is Bible. Now let me tell you something. I say this before and I'll say it again. I'm not a politically correct preacher and I'm not going to start today.
Okay.
Now, we went to 1, 2, and 3. We got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. What's your pleasure?
Five.
A contrast between good and bad speech. Please read verse 9.
Verse 9.
All right, mother. With his mouth destroys his neighbor.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I didn't go all the way. But through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. Verse 9.
Amplified. With the mouth of the godless man, destroys his neighbor. But through knowledge and superior discernment shall the righteous be delivered.
Good.
With what you say with your mouth.
Yes.
Verse 13, please.
A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter.
That's good.
He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy and faithful in spirit keeps the matters hidden. So we went through good and bad speech. I think we can get through this if we move expeditiously. We got 4, 6, 7, 8, and 9 left.
Okay.
What's your pleasure?
We can do 4. I guess we could go on and do 4.
Okay, we're going with eternal life. Please read verse 2.
Okay, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death.
Riches provide no security in any day of wrath. Oh, let me start again. Riches provide no security in any day of wrath and judgment, but righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with God delivers from death.
All right, now.
Number seven
says, when a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of the unjust men perishes.
When the wicked man dies, his hope for future perishes.
Uh-huh.
And the expectations of the godless come to nothing.
Mm.
Wow.
All right. So that's two.
You took care of.
You got the righteous man and then the unrighteous, the contrast. How about that? Wow.
Yes.
Good.
We have 6, 7, 8, and 9. What's your pleasure?
Mm. Somebody else choose. Go on.
Foolish six. Behavior.
Oh, okay. Go on.
Foolish behavior?
No.
Verse 29, please.
He that troubles his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart.
He who troubles his own house shall inherit the wind, and the foolish shall inherit the wise. He who troubles his own house shall inherit the wind, and the foolish shall be a servant to the wise at heart.
Wow.
Keep being foolish. You're going to keep working for the smart man.
Yeah. That's right. Keep
being a dummy.
Yes.
And the wise man going to be ruled over you all the time. We got three left, 6, 7, and 8. Brother Moderator, can I get a little extension?
Come on, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I have 6, 7, and 8.
Go for 6.
What's your pleasure?
Go for 6.
Number 6?
Yep.
The contrast between benevolence and greed. Please read verse 24.
There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet. But it tendeth to poverty.
Verse 24.
Yes.
There are those who generously scatter abroad and yet increase more. There are those who withhold more than is fitting or what is justly due. But it's a result only to want. Verse 25, please.
All right.
Go ahead.
The little,
what are you going to say? What was you going to say in reference to verse 24?
When you are prone to hold back and not give or do whatever what's right, then you end up on the short end. Right? Yeah. Okay.
Is there another?
The liberal soul shall be made fat. And he that watereth shall be watered also himself.
The liberal person shall be enriched, and he who waters shall himself be watered.
That's
verse
good.
26.
Okay. We did 4. Eternal life.
Verse 26.
Oh, verse 26. I'm sorry. Okay. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it.
The people curse him who holds back grain when the public needs it.
Yeah.
But a blessing from God and man is upon his head who sells it. Look about all these people right now holding back all this oil so that we can't get gas.
That's a good example there.
Okay, let's keep on moving. I'm touching and moving. I'm trying to be obedient to the
seven.
Time. We have number 7 and number 8. Reliance on counsel and women. What's your pleasure?
Why don't we do 8?
8. Please read
eight.
Verse 16.
16. Verse 16 tells us that a gracious woman retaineth honor and strong men retain riches.
A gracious and good woman wins honor for her husband. And violent men win riches. But a woman who hates righteousness is a thorn of dishonor for him.
Mm. Wow.
Verse 22
says, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion.
As a ring of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. Let me read this actual understanding that I want to give you. Discretion is more important than outward beauty.
Yeah, so.
Let's go on to number 7, reliance on wise counsel.
And
do I have a volunteer for number 14?
Yeah. I will read. Where no counsel, someone go read. Yes. Where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Mm-hmm. Where no wise guidance is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. We have went through all of the scriptures. We have went through all 31 of them. Under the 9 categories I have given you, my time is far spent. I pray that all has been received something of this. I tried to plant seeds. Brother moderator, is in your hands.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for breaking that down. I have someone has their phone on mute and we have their TV on or something. Would you please mute it, please, as we close? We can hear TV in the background, if you could, although we're not recording at this time, but if you could, please, very distracting. TV in the background. Amen. Okay. Pastor Miles, once again, we thank you for coming and bringing the word this evening. And I would like to more so just share, you know, that if you have righteous living, you're trying to live your life in the right way or straight way, I tell you that there are fewer obstacles that you have to deal with. There are fewer obstacles trying to live a righteous life. So if you don't want to deal with a lot of obstacles in your life, try living right, try living for God. That will make all the difference in the world. We at the close of the hour, we do thank you for your for coming on and being a part of this hour. For those of you that were on and those who you had to get off, we thank you so much. Please remember, we love you, but God loves you most.